It's 5:04. Welcome back to the last meeting of the semester. Hope everyone is, managing with finals. Let's do the roll call, and then we'll have our presenter go.
Kristen Baker?
Here.
Samuel Bright Honey? David Brown? Allison Bruce? Sarah Cirillo?
Here.
Katie Chapman?
Here.
John Von Cho?
Here.
Kate Carter Crown?
Here.
Matthew Zhu?
Here.
Najaya Dorville? Grant Ewing? Sabrina Graham? Bridget Hayes?
Employees. I make sure that all of our equipment is safe
and up the par for your all standards. You know, occasionally have to do some firing, don't like to do that. But I would look pretty much what I do, anything that involves the fitness operations and corn off the center do what I'm in charge of. I have a lovely staff of assistants and then director who I'll mention later. Before coming on to Cornell Fitness Center, so I've been with Cornell for about 6 or 7 years. I started on the wellness side, which is really one of the great reasons why I wanted to come in and chat with you all, is because there is a little bit of a difference between the professional student membership and then a graduate student membership. I'll get into that a little bit, but because I have that previous knowledge of wellness, I think I can give you guys a little bit more information as to where your resources are, how I can push you there, and what we have at Cornell Fitness Center doesn't quite suit you. Like I said, we run all the fitness centers, but the memberships are a little bit different. Like I said, I'll talk about that in a little bit. How's that sound? Good? Everybody with me still? Awesome. Any questions so far?
Can I also add that you used to be on the employee assembly?
I did.
So we also understand chair governance?
A little bit.
Yeah,
that was a great couple of years. I really, really enjoyed that. Hopefully I have time for it, but I hope to get back on here today. Thank you. Oh, all right, so jump ahead here. So our operation, so if you haven't, if you don't already know, we have 6 lovely fitness centers on campus. 2 of them are fairly new. 1 is brand new up on North Campus. I'll talk a little bit about those when we get to the next slide. But again, we have 6 fitness centers on campus, and they are spread all across campus. Okay, we have hours that span from 6 o'clock in the morning until 1 o'clock the following morning. All right, so lots of opportunities. Especially, so those are our semester hours. We kind of dive down a little bit. Maybe like most of the time. Not a lot of students here. It's mostly faculty staff. We dial down those hours a little bit. And most of the people that we employ are students. So we are the second largest employer of the students on campus. We have about 200 employees. Yeah, and I manage all of them. So you can manage how that. It's lovely. But again, I'll talk a little bit more about later about, you know, if you have one of the ways to get a free membership is to come work for us. I'll talk a little bit more about that as we go through. But an excellent way to get in the fitness center is an excellent way to make some extra money. And it's really one is like a student development program. So a lot of the students that we hire, it is their first job. If you've ever been into any of our fitness centers, you probably know that, you know, we're trying to grow their skills, their interpersonal skills, not have them get on their cell phones and their laptops all the time. One of the biggest things we struggle with, and again, it's good for you all to know that, so it's not like we just like bring people in and we don't try to develop them. It's one of the biggest things that I've been pleasure in my job, really looking to develop a lot of the students that come through here and prepare them for the world of tennis. Another thing that's good to note about our operation is that we operate as an enterprise, so we're required to cover all of our financial aspects of our program. We don't get any assistance from the university, so I know that was talked about a little bit before, but I just wanted to, again, reiterate that, because I think a lot of questions that may come are like, well, why can't we do this, why can't we do this, why can't we do this, a lot of kind of shackled in that way, because we don't get really a lot of financial support from the university. So that's just good to, I always like to preface that. So here's some of our fitness centers that we have on campus. Like I said, we have 6 across campus. 5 of them are open to everybody who has a membership. 1 is just open for group fitness and PD, so that's a panel. So 2 on North Campus, Kelly Newman Hall and Tony Morrison. Tony Morrison is my absolute favorite fitness center to work out at. I'm really big into strength training, Olympic weightlifting, and powerlifting. And unfortunately, we don't allow deadlifting at a lot of our facilities because our venue facilities are on like the second floor. So tiles can get knocked off the ceiling, somebody's head, that's not good for us, right? So don't allow deadlifting in most of our sites, but in Tony Morrison, you do. So there's like 9 power racks in there, like 4 double ones that you can put on each side. So that's my favorite one of those. Again, that's on North Campus. Hellman Hall is also on North Campus. So So a little bit more cardio equipment in there. A lot of machine assisted weights, so a lot of good for people who are really getting into exercise. It's a really good thing to use. On West Campus, right down the hill here, we have Noise. Noise and Helen Newman are a lot alike as far as there's a lot of standardized equipment in there. There is relays, a lot of cardio equipment. But it's a lot newer. So if you've ever been there, it's a lot more updated than Helen. Again, on North Campus, they have a hill of health. Again, that's only open to fitness and PE classes, so I highly encourage you to take some of those. They're awesome. We'll talk a little bit about our people in the classes here in a little bit. On Central Campus, right down the way here, we have Teagle Up and Teagle Down. So again, Teagle Down, a lot like Tony Morrison, one of the only other places on our campus where you can deadlift and perform Olympic weightlifting. And then Teagle Up is very similar to Helen Newman. Any questions so far? So those are all the facilities that we have on campus.
Yes.
So
what are you doing in the photo in the pallet? I can't quite.
So this is actually, that's our director right there. And she's actually training one of our students. So again, that's really old. I guess the only group that is PE. And like we do some stuff in there, like when we have to take photos and stuff, and we do a lot of training videos for our employees that come on. Like for example, we just brought back guest passes. Talk about that a little bit too. So to train our monitors and how that works in our system, we use the pallet because it was open. So it kind of gives us a little bit more opportunity for training. Yeah, absolutely. So one of the things that Cornell Fitness Center also provides is group fitness classes. So right now we have 40 in-person and virtual classes. So everything ranging from Zumba, HIIT and Power HIIT, yoga, bar, TRX, a whole bunch more. We're kind of ramping ourselves back up, as with many other things in our community and society. COVID kind of really slapped us in the face. We used to run over 100 group fitness classes. We're fully going to get ourselves back up to that space, but again, a lot of things have changed. We're trying to adapt to this new world after COVID. So, but 40 is still pretty great, and those classes are awesome. Actually, when I first came on to Cornell, I was just a group fitness instructor. I teach it. Those are really awesome classes. Great energy. And for somebody who was like me, I found out during COVID, I actually don't like to work out. But because I was an athlete, I always did it. And I kind of got that social, that social welcoming environment that you had in sports. Group fitness is a great place for that. So if that's you, definitely do group fitness. We also offer some free virtual classes. So Wednesdays we do yoga, so that's 7 to 8:15 a.m. Then we do a yoga prenatal class on Thursdays from 11 to 12. Again, those are free and virtual. Then we offer some free in-person, so Latin yoga, and then a free Zumba class. And I actually know the instructor for that Zumba class. She is awesome. Has anybody taken anything free classes on campus? You guys know Olivia? Oh, yeah, she's awesome. Right. Yeah, so. Definitely take advantage of those classes if you don't decide to get membership. Any questions, Bloomberg? Oh, yeah.
Are group fitness classes offered in the summer?
They are. Like with everything, we kind of rein it back in because there aren't a lot of people on campus. But we do have, like, a lot of those same offerings are offered over the summer. You might see some hours change. You know, like, time frame that you're looking for.
Just I do with the 12 o'clock
maybe. Oh, you do? Yeah, those are pretty popular. But that is, sorry, one second. Those will be go off in probably like a week or so if they're not already. Yes.
How do you make your instructors? Is it like
mostly
students or?
The instructor is kind of a combination of both. So we do have some students that have certified in, like, I know PRX, you have to get certified, but a lot of those you have to. I mean, HIIT is probably the only one where you don't need certification, or you just have a personal training certification. But yeah, most, they're kind of a combination of both. We have students, and we have
And then do you guys offer any of these certifications?
We used to, again, COVID kind of really killed a lot of that. But we're hoping that over the next year, when we start offering more classes, we have more instructors, we'll start to bring that back. The other associate director who deals with personal training and group business, she handles those certifications. And if you want, I can give you her information. I actually have her email up on her website, so if you want to reach out to her and do it,
cool. Yeah. I
went
to a yoga one a really long time ago, but yeah,
Oh, yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
I also thought about it. I'm also not that liver. Nobody wants to see me up there. Yeah, yoga's awesome. Any other questions? Great. Thank you. Personal training. So we also do offer personal training for all of our students. Again, so you, in order to take advantage of the personal training, though, you do have to have a membership. And what it kind of entails is what we're seeing that meet with you. We'll pair you up with an instructor based off of what you're watching. We have like 10 different personal trainings on there. We all specify something a little bit different. And we get to Emily, who will take care of personal training. We'll pair you up with the best person she can. We'll fit your needs. And we'll do like a 55 minute intake. That's about $35. And then after that, once you do that intake, we start scheduling sessions. So our packages, again, they're 55 minutes. One session is $45, and then you can go for four sessions. So, again, in order to take advantage of that, you do have to be a member. Another thing that's good to add here, this is, again, for grad students. If you are a professional student, you really need to get a wellness membership. If you have the Aetna insurance, though, it's free. And there's a whole bunch of things that come with that. I have a slide where I actually mention all those amenities that you get with that. Like I said, I used to work for wellness. It's a really awesome program. And if you are a wellness doctor or something like that, you should, while you're here, you should definitely take advantage of those services. Because you don't have to take a look at graduate school. So, questions so far? All right. So, membership options. So at the beginning of the year, so if you guys all come back for the fall, if you're coming back for the fall, we offer a full academic year, $150. If you get in with us before, like, I think it's like the beginning of September, we get $150, we get a $10 discount. And you think about that, a full academic year is like 9 to 10 months. So, and we actually extended that out until like June or something. So it's like 10 months of fitness that you get for $60 in physical price, $16 a month. But it's pretty reasonable, especially all the, if you look at a lot of other gym prices around here and all the things that we offer, it's definitely something to take advantage of. You can do a full semester, and that gets a little bit more pricey, right? When you think about the selection of here, $100, you just started rolling out half semester to $50, and then you can also, if you're just looking to do pre-fitness, you can just do, now, the thing that you get with your membership, again, you get access to all 5 fitness centers on campus, and you get access to all of the new fitness classes. And then if you want to do the personal training, you can manage that as well. Maybe you can actually do that. So, let's say you don't really know if you want to get a membership. Good time to try out the fitness centers. All right, we got our free access period. We run these a couple times during the semester, usually at the beginning, sometime during the end. So if you don't have a membership and you'd like to, you know, just kind of see what we have to offer, from May 11th to May 26th, you do have a free access period. The only thing you'll have to do is come in with your phone LID. Say, hey, I want to work out. I heard you guys got a free access period going on. Like a card, you just got to sign a visitor waiver, and you're good to go. You can also do that for our group as well. And then something also that's very exciting is we weren't, just kind of got shut down once COVID hit, and we weren't able to do guest passes anymore. So we just brought those back. They are like 2 weeks fresh. All right, so one of the great things, again, is you can buy just a day pass for yourself. You can also, let's say you have somebody visiting from campus, like you got someone from Yale, you
that pass, do you have to have the membership, or do you just have to be a Cornell
member? No, you just have to be a Cornell member. That's it. You just have to be one of the Cornell members. Again, stress this point. It's for, because again, when wellness is a little bit separate from the student side, so if you're, if you are a professional student, you're not. Wellness hasn't quite got their guest passes back, but it's for grad students. All right, so I just talked about payment. How can I get this stuff free? We all like free, right? Or add a discounted rate. So if you come to work for us, you get your membership paid for, all right? It costs this, you're not coming with us. And we're really easy. I think this is even dumbed down a bit, a little bit. You're only required you to work 4 hours a week. So that's like 2 shifts. You can do them back to back. That's all you have to do, and you get your membership completely reimbursed. You can also have it charged to your birth cert account. Also take credit card. Again, those are people if you're gonna pay for those options. But there's also a couple things that I don't think the university does a really good job of letting you all know and you can get it reimbursed through your student health plan. So all you have to do is just we keep account every time you swipe in. That's why it's important that you swipe in and you get the certificates on it. Once you do 50 visits, the student health plan will actually reimburse you for your membership. You just got to send you some quicker report off of that track. And I actually just did it before. So yeah, and we'll completely reimburse you for your membership. And then we also have the access funds. We can apply to that for financial assistance. We have a spot on our website where you can do that at.
Is there a way for students who are trying to get the reimbursement from the student health plan to easily know how many times they've gone in the last 15
years? Yes, there is.
Without emailing anyone?
Without emailing, yeah. So if you go on, there is a way. If you go on to Web Tracking Line and log in, there's a button on the side that says reports. You just click on that and it will fully pull up everybody.
What is Web Tracking?
So are you a grad student or, yeah, you are? Okay, so you should have, it's a lot, so RecTrack and WebTrack are our, like, interface that we use with the system. Basically, like, you come and swipe in, that's what it is. You go to purchase something online. So we see RecTrack, you guys see WebTrack. So it's pretty much just what you pay through to use our facilities. So if you actually, if you go to the Cornell Rec Services, to our webpage right now, and you go to like buy a membership, there should be a spot in there for the memberships. We're also redoing our website right now, so it's a lot less wordy, and it's a lot easier to find things. Yes, we are moving up to the 21st century. Can't wait. We'll have that rolled out on June 8th, so it'll be real beautiful for you, and you'll have to search for a bunch of data. Did you find it by any chance? Yeah, so that right there is WebTrack. Once you get to that page and you like click day pass, memberships, that's WebTrack. You just log in with your Cornell ID.
I was wondering, I had a friend who went through the whole process and like calling Aetna and doing all the
reimbursement.
Yeah. Is there a way that you guys could post the form that we should fill out on the website to make it like slightly better?
Fortunately, no, because it has to go through. So we can, we kind of do our thing by just tallying up what you have. I mean, we can generate that report for you, but you can do it yourself too. But unfortunately, we can't actually put the shit on for that.
Because I know, like, the student health plan wants to see the response to get those due every year. Like, and mail it back to them.
Yeah. There's this, I think the person that just came in, is there's very little that we do on that end, but just track your history. But if you need help, we can definitely help you. Just shoot me an email.
Okay.
Is there a way that what do you guys have, like at your fitness centers, a QR code or like some kind of way to be able to like know that they can get their membership reimbursed? Like,
yeah, like I said, it's on our website. It's getting redone, so there's not like you don't have to sit through a bunch of it might not done.
Well, not Google Play, but like in like it could have like
in the fitness center. No. That's a good idea. We'll look into doing that. Thank you.
See the phone coming to me.
I'm gonna write that down. Again, I think again the new technological age that we live in, having stuff like that is really good. So thank you for discussing that. We've got to do that. Again, on our website it's there. It's on Cornell Health's website as well. But they literally make it like impossible. We'll make it more difficult. Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I just kind of wanted to add on to that. There are a number of these, like, tracking things you guys do, like how many students are in which fitness centers at the time, so you can kind of check before you go, stuff like that. And, like, that access to your account so that it could really fit well into, like, a Cornell Fitness Center app or something that people could have. I know that's, like, beyond the
but, yeah, I think I mentioned at the beginning we're not enterprise, so we're going to be helping university, but, like, all that stuff is great, and I will definitely bring that to my supervisor and see if there's something that we can do to make it a little bit easier. I think the best thing that we can do right now is really about taking what we're trying to do right now, and then looking forward down the future, is we can get stuff up in the background, even around campus, like even like in the building next year, DSD, like having the discussion with the having that stuff you have to look into our building. Hey, we need to get thank you for that. Right. Any other questions? This is great. Thank you.
So this is a comment for the app. I'm not sure, like, if you could, like, have an undergrad, like, do it as a project, like, making the app?
Yeah, we have student monitors, or sorry, we have student managers, and we give them a number of different projects. Some have different areas of expertise than others, but I really love that idea as well. We have had students do that in the past, as little projects, so we have some improvements. You guys know what I'm saying. Any other questions? Comments? So I mentioned before, so employment opportunities, again, we need membership completely reimbursed. Right now we're doing our summer hiring, so look at that, QR code, boom. sorry, I made it interesting. So again, this is another way you can get your membership reimbursed for all the pages. So if anybody's around for the summer and you are looking for extra work, let us know. Love having you on. It's a super easy hiring process to join in. You come in, let us know what you're doing, how much you want to work, we can get you. Questions about that? Oh, okay. Not for me. So let's say you don't want to do a membership, but you're still looking to take advantage of our spaces. We have a bunch of free spaces that we give. So there's lap swimming at Helen Newman Hall, again, which is our North Campus in Siebel. Sand volleyball course by Clara Dixon, which began up on North Campus. There's tennis at Risley. Yeah, so there's a tennis court there. There's also a new one up at Appel. One I did mention on here is there's also soccer fields that they just put up that are all brand new turf. That's right next to the tennis court up at Appel. So some awesome days to be in there as well. Also basketball courts at Noyes, again on West Campus, and then up on North Campus. You can take 3D class, high school tennis, garden gym, and then indoor basketball at both Helen Newman and Nolan. At Helen Newman, we don't want to do basketball, we do that badminton and volleyball, so we have to prioritize time for usually court one is usually taken up by basketball, but then we open up court two for badminton and volleyball. I think so. Not 100% sure, but again, there's a link on our website of all the PE classes that are available for the summer. not all of them are free. There are ones that you have to pay for, but there are some free ones. So, yes. But, I got what you're doing. Awesome. So, yay, special students. How many of you are special students? Awesome. So, let me tell you about this wellness partnership. All right, so all the things pretty much that I just talked about that the Core Health Business Center do, wellness, does the same kind of sort of. I don't know if you have any of you have the Aetna plan for insurance. Okay. Well, if you do sign up for that, you do get your membership for free. If not, I believe the prices are around the same. And you can do it by a payroll deduction, you can pay all at once, and it's also prorated, it goes through the academic year, so it would be prorated out of the teaching career. So if you bought one now, and, you know, like, if I do more, it would be 2.5 gallons of cash. So, that's a long partnership. Again, you get access to all the fitness centers with that. You also get access to all the group fitness classes. Wellness also does their own set of group fitness classes called the Healthy Living Program fitness classes. CFC, Core Fitness Center, sorry. Our group fitness classes, we definitely do modify a lot of our exercises and try to meet everybody where they're at. They can be a little bit more intense, whereas the Healthy Living Program, they're a little bit more low to moderate intensity fitness classes, so if that's something that if you're just in gear to exercise, you live a really great class. Also, with the Wellness membership, you get a fitness, nutrition, or wellness consultation, again, for free, and you get up to 6 per year. I know that when I did it, I would usually do like an hour consult with somebody, and then let's say I was with somebody for about fitness. Meet with them for an hour, design a program for them, and then I would do regular checking. So basically you're getting a program for you to follow and then somebody to kind of stay on top of it and then make modifications as you go and progress. So, and they're awesome over there. They have a new nutrition educator, so definitely want to take advantage of that. So again, those nutrition and wellness consultations are free. Talk a little bit about the Healthy Living Program, free with the Aetna insurance. And so if that is you and you want to take advantage of those services, just email Carrie Howell on the information so that there. And these flyers can get sent out for every year. Yeah, that'd be awesome. Any questions with that? Before I left, I wanted to provide some links to all the services that we are, all the rec services links. So if you go to our homepage, Recreation Athletics, I know that we do, it'll pull up each one of these sites. Again, we're reaching the 21st century and making things a little bit easier on our website, so it'll kind of morph after the 8th. But for right now, this is really cool. If you want to find anything on there, you might have to do a little searching. But again, you can always reach out to me.
Why
is the wellness with
do they get that, and then
there's a
different
thing? Yeah, so because a professional student is technically within our systems registered as a staff member, the funding is different. So they get their funding from somewhere completely different than we are. The short business.
So the long term service is from what?
Cornell Fitness Center. Okay. Yep. So if you are a professional student, then you would get a long term membership. If you're a grad student or an undergrad, you would get a Cornell Fitness Center.
Why do professional students get more staff while graduates
don't
understand?
Way above my desk. I'm sorry.
Why would professionals do that? They're the ones paying tuition, like grads are the ones who aren't paying tuition.
So, again, way above my desk.
I think it's only for healthcare.
Yeah.
My partner is in down the pole, so I just don't have insurance options. Whatever the low
wellness membership is employee insurance category, so it must be that the university decided who gets which insurance. Because not all employees are able to also have insurance. So it's somewhere in that local administration. That's my answer to that.
Way above my pay grade. Unfortunately, there's been a lot of talk about that, specifically within our department, and I think OI does have a lot to do with the strength of it all, but we try to do it.
I had one more question.
Yeah.
So it was fairly recently, I think a year and a half ago or so, that the registration for PG classes was changed so that graduate students could no longer do a pre-registration for PG classes. You had to wait until the normal, right before the semester. I was curious if you guys made that decision, if the registrar made that decision, like how that happened, and...
Me, personally, no.
How the success that they...
So I think, just because we do work closely with PE, I'm not in the PE office, but I do think a lot of that has to do with... So undergrad, and I don't know this for sure, I'm pretty sure undergrads have to, they're required to fill a certain amount of PE credits in order to graduate. And I don't think it's the same for graduate.
Correct. I mean, I don't know who, but I do know why, and that's why.
Yeah.
It has made it incredibly difficult.
I know.
Right. We know.
And any of the
anything
remotely...
especially if they come first.
Sure.
Yeah.
On
the
other hand, if you're patient, because...
A lot of students drop.
Yeah. And so he works.
But a lot of them also drop. You have to go to a certain number in the class to get the credit, and if you wait for the class, you don't
here.
Actually
you go to school.
You're right.
So, yeah, I don't know. Maybe we could potentially recommend that the PE people add on maybe a limit graduate-specific classes.
That's right.
For graduate.
Shoot me an email and I can put you in the correct path.
do it things that cost, I think, most of the money to the instructor is really good.
Security. Mine?
Yeah.
JRS-637. Oh, sorry.
I did, but when I send out the PowerPoint, I'll add your
My contact information's on there. So obviously you guys can see me today, so just look at my email, that's fine. My supervisor's email address is also on there. She mostly deals with, like, membership questions. So I'll put her email on there, and then Emily Ellison, who's in charge of personal training group fitness, she's also on there, so that would be my friend that way if you would be able to just draw on the department or anything like that. Go on, cutting that off. If you can, if you guys have any other questions after this, please shoot me an email. I'd love to kind of respond to that. Cool. Thanks, everyone. Appreciate it. Thank you. Absolutely.
I do. I don't do believe that this needs to be agenda. Seriously, some fun things and thoughts on taking some use of their time. It's almost the exact same writing as the one we compressed in. It will be more specific to the number of years and that you think they've gotten. It's just an issue. Yeah. Okay, so then to introduce the business of the day, we're gonna change the agenda actually a little bit. So I know it says resolution 10, that's just like an idea now. That's not an initial resolution, it's something to review, that's just talk about and if I use and talk about it a little bit before we go into that. Then we'll have resolution 10, which will be, you know, thank you, Mayor Josh, I don't know which number, and then 11 will also be thank you, Mayor Josh. And then filling the 2023-2024 UA position. So for those of you who don't know, the University Assembly is something that the all of the assemblies on campus send members to, so the GPA they have four. Typically, the president kind of has to serve, but also the DP usually serves, and then two positions are just either from the GPSA or from just grad students who are not part of the GPSA. We don't necessarily need to fill them today, but if anyone knows anyone who'd be interested or you would be interested in serving even really temporarily for the fall, that works. Anna, could you want to talk a little bit about the student key kind of thing before you break into groups?
Yeah. So, as a student advocacy chair, I've been working with students who bring some concerns about students with dependents and the difficulties they face for getting child care, also paying for child care. So this person and I took some time crafting a resolution to ask for an increase in the student dependent care fund. The reason it's not fully into the resolution today is just because there are a few other things we wanted to look further into before pushing this idea forth. So it will probably be something that arrives early fall, but that's kind of the gist of it. Just trying to raise that up to level.
So my news for the day, in fact, with regard to this particular issue, is that just today that the provost agreed to a $130,000 increase in the grant program for students. They're going from $350,000 a year to $480,000 a year in the coming fiscal year, to be raised to $666,000 the subsequent year. So that is coming in the next fiscal year with a bump up. Further bump up to the following fiscal year.
Dean, is there a limit to each individual? Is that changed or what?
The per person limit has not changed. However, what we haven't been able to, with the increased number of applications, the amount that each person got was smaller than what we were aiming to offer. And this should fully fund it to the point where everyone gets the amount of money that they require.
Okay, so we'll break into a field group. In your group, the gratitude resolutions are in the box if you want to review them. If you are all interested in the student-dependent care idea, feel free to talk about it or get in touch with Annika. It sounds like a lot of changes are already happening, so maybe that idea still needs to have attention, but maybe less so than 2 or 3 weeks ago.
And then UA position. And we will reconvene at 6. If anyone is interested in UA, I did it this year also, so you can all see. Life sciences in the corner.
I have a couple of
it's
I was having a hard time with the computer. I was like, Yeah, I can be there until 5:30, and then I have a meeting at 5:30. But I can by Zoom from 4:45 to 5:30.
Okay. I will get you connected to you and have all the information, but that's
great. Awesome. Thank you so much.
Okay. Is there anything else? Anything else on the agenda? I'm ready to accept you for a report. So, first report, Josh, executive?
Yeah, so we're thinking that we could go to the Big Red Barn if anyone drinks or, you know, bar is open to us if we would like. Not required, obviously. And we also understand that, you know, final stretch, final season. So, yeah, we just want to pull, I guess, see anyone is
doing that.
Reviewing the budget for that was submitted for the April cycle, so that's done for the school year. The summer submissions are open, and the deadline is May 19th, but then it will be reviewed after that on an emergency rolling basis. But yeah, that is it. Thank you.
Okay, so
that was
quite your summer funding.
Yeah, I just had a few things. So I wanted to give you all an update on what actually happened this year for student advocacy, since I wasn't here to the meetings this semester. So, and yeah, this semester I want to talk about this year. But, so in the VRB, we put up like a specific area on the wall so that there could be GPS specific news. So when people are lined up for TJF or walking by, they didn't know what's going on, so that we're a little more visible. Also, I held office hours for my position in the VRB the entirety of the semester. It was in the morning, so it was kind of hard to get people to actually show up, but I was there sitting and waiting if anyone had any questions. and then we also rolled out a survey that was also advertised in Big Red Barn, and that was just kind of to like, see how much people actually thought about GPSA. See what people knew about GPSA, see what they really cared about, like hot button issues. Didn't get as many responses as I would have hoped, but it did give us some information. So, and then, yeah, just more recently, this resolution that we were working on. And I know that I met with the chief of police, and so that presentation that we had was something that was, the committee was working on. So, that's it, yeah.
Okay. Melissa's gone, and we are programming. Well, we had the GPSA Spring Gala this last weekend. I know some of you were there. very well attended event. We sold over 800 tickets from graduate and professional students. Not exactly sure how many of those actually came, but many hundreds of people. It was a really fun night, and I think people enjoyed themselves and got to interact with people and programs they don't normally interact with. We've done gambling, and we had lots of raffle prizes from local vendors as well, so people kind of got to some local businesses that I had and might not have known about before. So that's kind of wrapping the year up for the program. Oh, yeah. Photos from that event were taken by a professional photographer, and he is working as fast as we can to do the edits on those, and we'll hopefully have them by then here Thursday, and then we'll email that to everyone, and you can download them, share it.
Yeah.
Is the raffle already done?
Yeah, it happened on Sunday. Sorry. the faculty awards to NG, if anyone's really funny with the faculty awards, so sorry they're not happening this year probably, and we'll do a lot to make that happen. General committee, George, had any updates?
No, nothing for me. Thanks.
There's nothing else for me to say. I paid on the child care.
Okay, awesome. I guess the only update I'm going to have are that we did our elections. We were going to send out an email with those results, but you know, we decided to move in the communicate. So when the communicate comes out, those will be made publicly available. But Melina's president, Michelle is CT, Annika is operations, Andy is communications, and then obviously David stays at finance and appropriations. So that's the new executive committee. I know a lot of you are graduating, so it's all turnover. But for those of you who are staying, that committee. I guess with that, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn, and also if you have something for the community to make, I'm going to make the draft tonight.
Awesome. That's it. Thanks, Bob. Also, thank you. You have a lot of birds.